cliffcentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
And it's a very good morning to you from Johannesburg. Here we sit in the center of South Africa, and we are broadcasting on the internet. We're young, we're fresh. Well, young at heart, and fresh with technology. And next to me is Hannes Brummer from Centurion. Good morning, Hannes.
Good morning, Casper. Lovely to be here.
It's lovely to have you here, and you will be playing the part of Kerry Hubert, Velma Nienaber, and Clarence Stradom in today's radio news, weather, and traffic forecasting.
Okay.
Thank you. And Gavin, nice to see you.
Good to be here, Casper.
Good.
After that show to be our colleagues had just now, that's my voice for today.
Why? What's wrong?
After the sex show.
Is this a sexy voice you've got?
Yes.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. That is very sexy. Can you please read us the WhatsApp number, Gavin, in your sexy voice?
So the WhatsApp number, please, we want to hear from you. 079-748-2090.
In Afrikaans, what?
079-748-2090. Ek moet nie my vraag soos ek hulle te praat nie, want ek weet nie hoe nie, ek het bietjie vergeet.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. Deep down, you still know.
Yes, I do.
Well, I am going to start off today with a... Let me just see, where am I? With this. And then I'm going to tell you something that I saw. Okay? Hang on. We are there in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, -1. Oh, what I can tell you is I don't know if you were on the show. No, you weren't last week, but we were discussing and listening to the entries of the United Kingdom for the Eurovision Song Contest. You were here.
Yes, I was. Who won? Did our favorite win?
No, Gavin. Our favorite was, I'm going to play you. This was our favorite. Where is he now? Yeah. He wasn't very good. He was a bit off key when
is
he,
it?
Yeah,
so he had a big stage fright.
Yeah, something went wrong. Then at that night, I loved this one. It was a young Dawn's Duisi of 16 who sang this, but it actually worked so well. And I thought, okay, this is the song. She's young.
Yeah.
She looks nice.
Yeah.
They had dances.
I can see this, right? Like dancers, smoke, yeah, machine.
And flat, that flat.
Amazing.
Freedom, huh? Can you see one step? One step. One. One step. One. One. And wave those flags. But it was not to be.
But she gave your favorite performance
for the night. And you know who won? They're gonna come last.
I hope it's a very lekker upbeat song.
It's a old ballad. We all went
Is it?
That one won. I don't know why. There's no hummable tune.
Secrets, I'll keep them safe.
Now, are you gonna hum this?
It's a sign of weakness. It's a sign of faith.
Yeah.
We'll stand tall.
And now she's going to go minor.
You don't fall.
Exactly. The minor or anticlimax.
You're in repair. Don't
But wait a minute, this is something I can get used to, though. It's not horrible.
But you can't hum it. I'm gonna let walk around hum this in Woolworths. Now she goes on and on. Where's the beat?
This is possibly the first one we played where we went.
It was the first one, and we all went. Just give me a hand and hold on. Together. Okay, so that's gonna represent the United Kingdom at the Eurovision Song Contest. I think they're gonna get 3 points.
The harsh reality is we can never be judges at the Eurovision.
We can't. We don't know the millennials. Maybe they like ballads. These
exactly.
Days.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe they do like the depressing.
Because remember our comments last week? It was we wanted the chorus to be just like a biki vuma an in sechani yeltet so starig.
Yeah, we hear that. And they, and she was very teary eyed.
Is she beautiful?
Old. She's old.
Old.
Well, not 50, but she's old. She looks older, you know, than the Dawn's Doocy who sang Freedom Hearts, and she was like. Tears in the eyes all the time. I just too much of a wank for me. But I think maybe that's maybe the young children like this today. Together we'll dance. I can't think of myself humming this cuck. Yeah, but anyway, agreed. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
What is going to happen?
What do you think, Hannes?
Oh, this mooy.
So you like it.
But it's not necessarily my style of music. It's for my bikkie melancholies.
It's melancholies.
In traag and so. So
it's so blinded.
So she say, you're not going to hum it in traffic. Verstaan?
No.
Yeah, this, yeah. So this is mooy genoeg. Yeah. Mm.
You might hum it when you kill someone.
Yeah. Or date night.
Yeah.
Or killing someone on date night.
Date night. Date rape night. What did you say, Gavin?
What is going to happen to the other songs?
They're gone now.
No.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Because remember, this is Sexy Oki, like the one we liked.
Yeah.
And then there's another upbeat song that we liked.
There was another upbeat we liked. But I think it was Freedom Hearts. Freedom Hearts. I think it was that one. Mm-hmm. And then our Oki was Daniel. We can always play bits of it every week and make him a star.
Thank you.
Hey, amongst our four listeners?
Yeah, because hasn't this happened with the Eurovision Song Contest as well? Is that someone who kind of falls out in the earlier rounds ends up being the biggest star a few years later, you know?
Some of them do. Sometimes the song that didn't win also become a hit.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was him. That was the one we liked so much.
Yeah.
Love that. I can feel that in my bones.
It sounds a bit like the theme song from a Disney cartoon.
It can be. Yeah. One on an island.
Yeah. Manawunawu.
You know what I went to see? And I'm trying to remember the tune because I can't find it here. Damn it. La La Land.
Ek het jou tweets gesien.
I saw La La Land. And what did my tweet say, Hannes?
Dat jy dink hulle moet dit Kaka Land noem. But I've seen the same criticism I haven't seen it yet, but the same criticism that you gave from quite a few people, that it's not an homage to musicals or to Hollywood, it's just copy and paste.
It's copy paste. Yeah, they got the song. The song I wanted to play was City of Stars. City of Stars. But the one thing that irritated me was like there was not a ballsy open up song. It was all I'm here for you like that. And you need in a musical, you need a big number, man. So this young director watched a lot of movies. Oh, like this one. Now this is a classic. Now this is special.
Now this is cinematography at its best. Beautiful colors. Beautiful dancing.
Beautiful music. And he was inspired by this. This is called The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. It's a beautiful movie. And he, it's like he's trying to crip that fucking movie in La La Land. And this is the soundtrack of that. Now, he's into jazz, the La La Land guy. So, again, the Umbrellas movie is very much...
Oh, that's big.
Beautiful. And then they have some jazz stylings in the movie.
Woo! Hey!
This movie is, the problem is it is in French, so you got to read subtitles. And they only sing, they never speak. So it's, I think it's just too far for the Czech public. If La La Land was just a movie and it wasn't nominated, well, I would say, okay, that's a sweet little movie.
But now that it's applauded, I'm going to say that it verdien nie dit.
No. Okay. I've got movies here people must go watch, and then they will see this La La Land, but better. So, Umbrellas of Cherbourg. You spell it C-H-E-R-B-O-U-R-G-H. Sweet Charity. It's a stunning musical. It also draws from... La La Land draws from that. Silk Stockings, Bandwagon, American in Paris. And then any Pedro Almodovar movie... of his comedies also very much influenced La La Land. But in the Umbrellas, there's this one song. Oh, it is so beautiful. And I'm going to play a bit of it, if God wills. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's so beautiful. They also tried to have a ballad like this in La La Land, but it was only City of Stars.
If it takes forever, I will wait for you. For a thousand summers, I will wait.
It was in French, obviously. They've translated it now. Je rends ton amour.
Till I hear you sigh, here in
my
arms. Wow.
If it takes forever, I will wait for you. For a thousand summers, I will wait for you. Till you're here beside me. Till touching you, and forevermore, I'll wait for you.
Spiel, Rocco, spiel.
Dit is mooi.
Ek wil sommer 'n traantjie pink.
Mens wil 'n traantjie. Dit is pink.
Jy wil pink, nie pikkie.
Ja, pink.
Jy wil pink. Ja, is dit pik of pink?
Dit is pink.
Is dit pink?
Ah, ja. Wat pik jy dan? snot.
Snot en millipitte. Nee, dit is pink.
Is dit pink?
Ja, dit is.
Prach.
Legally, wettigly, ja. According to heart.
Ja.
Sê kom met jy met jou pinkie te doen.
Ja, ek dink dit is waar dit vandaan kom.
Sjoe, I've always written pik. Soos
slang. Dit is een van die dinge wat ek dink so vervorm het, that it's become
pik.
Used. jy weet dat mense nie noodwendig weet dat dit eintlik pink is nie, so hulle gebruik pink, so it's become accepted.
Oh wow.
There's a lot of goeie soos dit wat homself in taal inwerk. En dan, it's technically not right, maar dis nou maar hoe mense praat. Ek weet nie op watter stadium besluit iemand dan, nee maar fok, jy is nou 'n regte woord nie.
Ja, yeah. Dis soos hy, is daar nie Donald Trump se famous woorde, het hy ook nou nie een of ander definisie geword in 'n woordeboek nie? Fake news, onthou jy?
I don't know if it's already in the dictionary.
No, not dictionary, but somewhere it is and it's being recognized now.
What? Fake news.
Hy het mos gesê fake CNN is fake news.
Ja.
En toe het nou so aangegaan en is meer komedianten en so. And, yeah.
Ja. But that's more like joking.
Yeah.
Lee.
Mm.
Because we don't think it's fake news. We know Donald Trump is saying CNN is fake news, but we know CNN can't be fake news.
It's, exactly, the CNN.
He's mad.
Hulle die meeste kykers in die wêreld.
Dis reg. Maar hy probeer hulle credibility nou afkraak. Ai, here, toch die Donald.
Mm.
Die Donald. But I just wanted to say, ladies and gentlemen, that's how you know that you're listening to the Casper Radio Show, because we are learning things. And what we learned today is you... Pinkatran. En nou is dit oor na Carrie Joubert. Carrie, hoe gaan het daar op die paaie?
Nee, dit gaan baie lekker hier so. Dit is baie bezige dag hier op die paaie. Daar is baie karre, trokke, fietse, motorfietse, perre. Daar is koeie wat in die pad is. Daar na by Verlierstorp. Nee, dit is wild. Ek sien... in my chopper die paai is besig, maar ons verwag dat dit veral tussen die ure van 5 en 7 vanmiddag baie besig gaan wees en dan sal dit daarna dit 'n bietjie stiller raak en dan voor 5 uur behoort dit ook vir 'n rukkie bietjie stil te wees en dan stelselmatig besiger te raak. Die N1 is beslis 'n fokop en so ook die N2, die N3, die N4, die N5 en die N6.
Dankie Kerry. Okay. Lekker vlieg en ons hoop ons praat weer met jou. Show. Then I was in a shop this week, and I won't say the name because it was Woolworths, and a lady approached me and she said to me in Afrikaans, in her native language, Afrikaans, she said, Bleye hiernabe. And you know, people, at that moment, I didn't know where I was. I think it's Alzheimer 101. When she said, Bleye hiernabe, I thought, where the fuck am I? And to cover that, I said to her, where the fuck am I? And she said, the West Rand.
Narrows it down.
En toe dacht ek, oei, ja, toe onthou ek, sê ek, ja nie, ek bly hier nabij. Yes, ek.
Oh my goodness.
But that's a bit of a shocker, hey?
Was it your biggest fan?
I don't know.
Mm.
I can't remember.
You've got lots of fans out there. My, so, when I went...
No, but the thing is, I'm forgetting things. I'm getting old. Mm. Appreciate me while I'm still here and I realize where I am.
So
that's what I'm saying.
So deur jou te vra, het sy jou eintlik so 'n bietjie gehelp. Anders het jy dalk nooit by die huis gekom.
Ek sou nooit by die huis gekom het nie. Ek sou my interne GPS sou afgewees het.
Ja, natuurlik.
En ek sou in sirkels geloop het.
Maar is daar nie 'n bietjie van 'n stupid vraag nie? Bly jy hier naby? Dan sit so, nee, ek fucking bly eintlik in Bloemfontein, maar ek like hierdie mense.
Maar ek gaan hierdie ook 'n fucking steek kook op pad.
but I think it's probably she lives in that area, so it is nice for someone to say, like, Cyril, die deputy president Cyril Ramaphosa, het ek verlede week uitgevind, he stays like a block away from my house. And I'm like, oh my God, the deputy president. Mm. So now, when I go and drop my child at high school, I drive past that small road, and there's always police cars like in front of the house, just to say, oh my God. And I think that's how that woman felt, or could have felt.
Hannes, het jy gehoor hoe hy Cyril so gedrop het? Net Cyril.
Net Cyril.
Ja, en dan net so aan.
So first name basis.
Jy weet Cyril.
Comrade Ramaphosa. What I wanted to say was, so last week, when I went back to the office, right?
Mm.
So my colleague Unati said that she listened to the show And she's proper, like, English. So she doesn't understand Afrikaans.
Our show.
So a little bit. Yeah, our show.
Oh, not and to she bless said, you, darling.
So she said, and it was me, Betty, and who was our guest last week? Can you remember?
Yeah.
We had a fun, Dion Daniels.
Yeah.
And she said, she enjoyed the show. We were okay. But the main guy is the funniest.
No, who's this now? Me.
That's Casper.
She doesn't know me. You naughty? United Naughties? Don't you know who the fuck I am?
She thinks you're amazing.
Oh, I love you, you naughty.
You naughty.
You naughty. But that is good.
Mm.
But he is also hogging all the airtime. I mean, he speaks all the time, this presenter. He should shut up once in a while.
No, but he makes us laugh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does.
Well, you listen to Radio Tosveld. And
there goes Unati. She switches the internet off now because she's not understanding.
Ons gaan 'n bietjie luister wat gaan in die wêreld aan met nuus van Welma Nienaber. Welma, wat's die hooftrekke?
Die hooftrekke vandag is Donald Trump is nou amptelik ingewy as president van die Verenigde State. Dit het twee weke gebeur, maar ja. Ons is bietjie agter hier by Radio Tosveld. In verdere nuus, voormalige skinderrubriekskrywer Gavin Prince bly in die omgewing van Cyril Ramaphosa, die adjunk president van Suid-Afrika. Verder dui die ekonomiese indikators aan dat die rand in die kak is, die pond val en die dollar is duur. Die goudprys is duur. Alles is duur. Verder, die prys van brood is op. En daar is die verwagting dat die prys van petrol binne die volgende 2 of 3 maande op en af gaan gaan.
Mm, wel maar baie dankie. Sê my, is daar enige vooruitsigte oor Donald Trump? Of sal hy die dollar dalk beïnvloed? Wat sê die kenners?
Die kenners sê dat die dollar waarskynlik sterk sal staan, soos 'n muur. Sien, maar daar is 'n skrale Mexikaans, dat hy dalk bietjie sal val.
'n Skrale Mexikaans?
En dit is moontlik dat ons oor 'n paar jaar sal sê, die Amerikaanse ekonomie is slam.
Dis die Casper Radio vertoning.
Dankie wel, ma.
Ek het van hom met 'n kuifel daar gevang. Sy het nie vanoggend die nuus gelees nie.
Okay, dit is 3 Februarie 1809. 'n Babietjie sien die lig. In waar is dit? Duitsland. Duitsland. Jare later sou ons en sal ons steeds man, vrou, 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 man, man, trans, trans, loop in die gang van die kerk met wie is dit?
Wagner.
Nee, dit is sy hond se naam.
Kom hier so, Wagner.
Wagner, kom. Nee, dit is...
Ek weet regtig nie wie die
Felix
geskryf.
Mendelssohn. So, obviously, wat sy die seun van? Mendel.
Meneer Mendel.
Ja, meneer Mendel.
Wie, waar is ons nou?
18... O, oh God, jy het ook altsamme one. Ja, dat jy nou by.
Nee, ek bly by Cyril.
Oh, Cyril. Lady O and Cyril. Yes, now, the German composer Felix Mendelssohn was born on this day in 1809. And thanks to him, we have... Pa-pa-ra-pam, pa-ra-ra-ram, pa-ra-ra-ram, pa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Ra-ra-ra-ra. En dan 1821 is 'n vrou gebore. En wat haar besonder maak, is dat sy 'n vrou gebly het tot op die einde. Maar sy was die eerste...
Ongevalle, asseblief, Dr. Blackwell.
Dr. Blackwell was the first medical doctor.
Vroulike mediese...
With a padda. A padda. A stethoscope. Ja. she was. So,
genuchtig.
Isn't that just absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Maar in 1821 is sy gebore, so wanneer sy dan so is, kom ons sê sy het in die 1840s begin praktiseer.
Ja, dan sy so 1845 daar, 1846 daar.
Maar in daai tye was manne, moes nou nie, ek moes nou nie na 'n vroue dokter toe gaan
glad
in 1845 nie.
Nee, so, heren, maar dit is nog voor die American Civil War.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
So, sy het baie tyd vir golf gehad.
Sy het. Maar sy was, she was the first medical doctor, so people were walking in and go, oh, sy nou nie, kom maar in, ek is die dokter.
Mm. Oh,
really?
Wow.
Sê, ja.
Sê, ah.
Ja, ek sê nie al vir 'n fucking vrou nie.
So, what we've learned is that you pink a tron, Cyril stays close to Gavin. Hannes can improvise well, and Dr. Blackwell was the first American doctor. Hey! I have got a huge, thick, tall sunflower in my garden. I gave it. I nearly said poison, what did you call it? Growth steroids, yeah. When it was young. So it just shot up like a Russian athlete.
Oh my goodness.
But now the big, big flower is turning downwards. It's now like halfway, like a old man who bends down in old age. Poor sunflower, and it's being visited by birds and bees. So at least life goes on. He had his glory, the wow. Sunflower.
Did you take pictures?
I did.
Did you paint something?
I'm going to paint him, yes.
Maar is dat die slap lê?
Hy lê nou bietjie slap.
But it's the circle of life.
It is. En ek dink met die oog daarop, kom ons bring 'n ode aan die sonneblom. O sonneblom, jy staan daar trots en fier.
O sonneblom.
Dankie, Kevin. Nooit weer volkom vir jou, vriend. O sonneblom, jy staan hier trots en fier.
O sonneblom, ek oes jou en maak bier.
En daardie bier, die drink ek dan. Van môre tot die aand.
Jou olie gebruik ek as ek kook aan die einde van die maand.
Ah. Oh. See, Gavin.
You're amazing.
Okay, so we're going to try with you again. Okay, what do you want? Oh, here I am in my car driving down the road.
And I'm listening to the radio. With some beautiful music playing in my ears. What the fuck am I saying? See, I'm even swearing. I don't normally swear.
Road and ears, yeah. They fucking do rhyme.
Oh, you must rhyme.
You must rhyme.
Ach, my genuchtig. I know I can't...
No, this is classic. We're going to keep this. It's a classic one.
As die hoogtepunte van een van hierdie programme vir die jaar. We'll play it in December.
I love it. Yeah, you got a rhyme. You got a rhyme, Gavin. So, Hannes, you and I and Skulk Poseidonaut will be at the Klein Karoo Nationale Kunstefees.
Yes.
And we do a special show called 3-in-1. Now, what is 3-in-1? What kind of show is that, Hannes?
Well, 3-in-1, 3-in-1, is a combinatie van die komische krachte van ek, jy en Skulk Poseidonaut. En ons doen 3 aande by KKNK en dit is 'n show wat so ietsie van alles het. Of gaan
wat beteken ietsie van alles?
Daar gaan 'n bietjie improvisasie wees.
Yep.
Daar gaan 'n bietjie grappies en kwinkslae uit ons onderskeie
stand-up oeuvres wees.
Ja.
En dan heel waarschijnlijk ook een sketsie of twee,
ja.
Wat voorbereid gaan wees vir die onthalwe van die gehoorse lekker lachplezier.
So dis julle en?
Skulk Besuiden uit.
Oh, ja. Lekker.
En ons het dan shows die 8e, die 8e, die 9e en die 10e april by KKNK in die Burgercentrum. Die eerste aand is ons show 7 uur en dan die ander twee dae is ons show 2 uur in die middag. So jy kan die show kom kyk en dan nog ietsie gaan eet by die speur na die tyd.
Lekker. Is daar plek waar mense meer kan inligting gee, want jy het nou baie van hulle gepraat.
Wel, jy kan natuurlik na die Klein Karoo Nasionale Kunstefees se webtuis te gaan.
Recht, ja,
moet jy nou regtig moet. En verder, hou maar die pers dop. Dit is my vermoede dat daar binnenkort meer nuus sal wees oor hierdie jaar se Oudtshoorn fees. En nodeloos om te sê, met die aankondiging van die feesprogram hierdie jaar vir KKNK, is daar 'n klein riggie gewees in die beeld.
Ja?
En 3-in-1 is toe reeds uitgesonder as die warmste komediekaartjie by hierdie jaar se KKNK.
Wat beteken 3-in-1? Ek weet is nou 3 ouens,
3 komediante in 1 show.
Ja. Oh wow.
Ja. Ja.
Lekker.
I think dit was die inspirasie achter die naam, ek raai maar. So it's going to be a lot of fun, denk ek. Ons het met ons vervaardiger Erns Grindling in hierdie
ja, hy vervaardig.
Ja.
Oh, wow.
So ons het met hom gepraat wat hy ook gesê het, ons sal binnenkort by mekaar kom met alles aan mekaar te slaan, so ek dink het gaan baie opwindend wees. So.
Enige ander shows vir Johannes?
By KKNK specifiek. Ja, ek is ook betrokke by 'n produksie genaamd Op die Spot.
Ja.
Wat 'n improvisasie show is by die Absa Kuierkamer, wat natuurlik ek meld Sieberhagen.
Natuurlijk moet jy nie sê nie, dat niemand weet dit. Dit is
mos.
Ja,
dit is mos.
Ja, dit is mos.
Natuurlijk wie?
Die productie bestaan uit Hannes Brummer, meld Sieberhagen, Pierre Breitenbach, en dan elke dag gaan ons vir verskillende mense vra, celebs en so, om saam met ons te kom improviseer.
Wow.
So Kasper, jou uitnodiging is in die pos.
Ah, oh, fantasties.
Ja. Wow. Maar dis nou seker celebrities wat like soos in comedy, ek weet nie wat om te sê nie, maar hulle is nou comedy inclined.
Ek dink so, dis meeste van die gaste waarna ons op hierdie stand gekyk het.
Ek dink jy sal wel na Snyman op my.
Yes.
So,
maar ons hou van Wilna.
Ja, maar ek bedoel, sy word nou nie gesien as 'n comedy improv.
Ja,
genius.
Ons wil vir John Carney vra, ons sal sien wat sy uit. Nee, ek dink nie, hy sal
ook
nie. Maar ek bedoel, dit is ook 'n geleentheid vir mense om die shows waarmee hulle by die feeste so af te kom adverteer as hulle saam met ons kom speel. So ons het nou al 'n nice kort lysie van mense. Nodeloos om te sê, wil ons meer komiese mense, want het gaan ons nou beter wees as hulle snaaks is.
Ja, precies.
Dit sal eintlik help.
En jy, Kasper? Enige ander shows?
Ja, hierdie maand, Gavin, nou dat jy vra, baie dankie vir die voorreg. Ja, ek doen my one-man show by Carnival City. Carnival City people, please be aware that I have the Mardi Gras Theatre, 17th of February.
17 and 18.
Ja.
Ek geluister.
Baie mooi, en dan is ek...
Watter maand?
Hierdie maand?
Hierdie maand.
Ja.
17 en 18 is jy by Mardi Gras.
Ek praat nou net van die maand. Mm. En dan is by Harold's Bay, it looks beautiful there, never been there. En dan is ek by Port Elizabeth, in Plettenberg Bay. And also East London.
Mm. Oh my goodness.
So all in this month of February. Maak julle oogie oop. And Maart, I will be most probably in Bloemfontein at the beginning of the month. So what I'm trying to say is I won't be here.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, because that was going to be my next question.
I have to leave.
What's going to happen with us?
I don't know.
You know, this is so boring by die kantoor as om op 'n Vrydag te sit en nie Cliff Central of die Kasper Radio Show in jou lewe te hê nie. Ek might as well die menorah blades grip en begin sny.
And I don't want to repeat stuff. So what I'm going to do, I think, is it going to have, for the times that I'm not here, I will have a greatest hits compilation, which I will make over the 2.5-3 years. And it's like sticky, sticky down, sticky, sticky down. And it will be like new.
Yeah.
And I will present that. I'll pre-record that. So people, you can still listen.
Oh,
don't disturb me nice. Jy luister na Radio Tosveld. Clarence Strydom is hier. En hy kom ons vertel oor... die weer.
Baie dankie, ja, dit is definitief vandag dag. Daar is wolkies in die lig, die son skyn in sekere plekke. Die verwagting is dat ons later vanaand dalk 'n donderbui kan sien oor die sentrale plateau met 'n koue front wat inbeweeg van die suidelike Kaap.
Nee, alweer.
Alweer, nog steeds. Aanvullend daartoe...
Kevin, just bumped his head.
Is daar 100% kans dat het miskien gaan reën?
Nee.
Clarence. Wel, ons ken jou Clarence as, hulle noem jou meneer glo, want ons kan jou glo. Is daar kans dat die son dalk sal skyn?
Ja, die son sal natuurlik skyn vandag in sekere dele van Suid-Afrika. Maar dit is belangrik dat ons die volgende waarskuwing net uitreik aan mense. Dit...
Hier volg 'n waarskuwing.
Met 'n agname dat die son 'n ster is en ook 'n leeftydperk het, waarskei ons mense om oor so 250 miljoen jaar maar hulle sonskerm aan te sit as ons son ontplof en sy natuurlike lewe tot 'n einde kom.
Dit was 'n waarskuwing aangebied deur Nashua. Vir jou.
Little kitty about 2 months back. He was the nicest little kitty, now a pain in my crack. This little kitty is a ninja, always stalking my feet. This little kitty is a warrior, you know what I mean. He's an evil little kitty, look what he did to my hand. Tries to get in trouble in any way that he can. I could give this cat a toy, but he'd rather have the wrapper. And I always give him water, but he still drinks from the crapper. You could lock him in a closet and he just won't care. Kitty chews on my shoes and he licks on my hair. Always scratching on my favorite chair and jumping on the couch. Playing in the window sills and tearing through the house. He is so full of energy and easily amused. Kitty will attack anything that moves, causing trouble, starting battles just so he can be a part of. He's the meanest little kitty, so we named him Sparta.
Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight.
Where'd you go? Are you stalking me? Are you under the couch, quite possibly, ears laid back so you don't get caught? Ready to pounce my leg with everything that you got? I know you're probably watching me from across the room, concentrating, contemplating on attacking me soon. You're not invisible, kitty, I'm gonna find you first. Come out, before I make things worse. I've seen where you hide, and I know where you've been. Hey, kitty, why don't you give in? Even if you try to sneak up on me, I'm prepared, cause I got my safety gear on and I'm not scared. I think I hear a little kitty under the bed. I know you're making noises just to mess with my head. You can stop me all you want, but I'm not your prey. You always seem to find me first, but not today.
Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Come on now, I'm on the mission now.
I've got him cornered, and now he's mine. He's not gonna get away this time. I'll snatch him up fast before he can blink, and then, aw man, he's asleep in the sink. What is with this cat? I'm confused. He's got a bed, but it's never been used. In every waking moment, kitty's out for the fight. Then, next minute, kitty's out like a light. How could I let this little creature inside my home? I gotta keep an eye on him when I'm on the phone. I'm a little afraid to leave this cat all alone. This kitty may destroy everything that I own. Look at him now. I kind of feel bad. He's the best little cat that I've had. And the one big thing I forgot to mention was that he was inviting, he just wanted attention.
Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Showing love, that's all this kitty does.
Get a little kitty, get a little kitty, get a little kitty.
So this is the Mean Kitty song. That was a cow falling off a cliff. Hannes, is daar enige boodskappe op WhatsApp of op WeChat?
Ja, ons het op WhatsApp het ons Mark van Stellenbosch. Hy het met verwysing na die vorige gesprek oor die fake news, vraag, praat ons nie nou oor die alternative facts, nie, wat die pressekretarie na verwys het.
That is That's what Gavin... One. Gavin's alternative fact. That is the word. Ja,
yes.
Not fake news.
Mm.
Now I'm with you. Yeah. Mark. Full Mark.
En hy sê dan ook, hy het laas week die tweede helfte van die show gemis, en toe moes hy my podcast, ja. My het, en hy sien vreselik baie uit na jou shows in Stellenbosch, Kasper.
Yes, the shows in Stellenbosch will be in March, so I will tell you later.
En dan het ons ook vir Cindy Mandau.
Hallo Cindy,
sy is 'n gereelde skryver.
Ja, she's been here in the studio as well, darling.
Oh my goodness.
En sy raas bietjie. Sy sê,
what?
Sy sê, Kasper, you are simply not allowed to not do your show every week. I get so confused when you are using replays, sê sy. En sy het selfs een keer vir Betty gemessage. En vir hom gesê, wat gaan hy aan? Because you guys are not responding.
And to us at the repeat.
You have to say, no, we're not laughed.
Ah, dis wil ons uitvang. As hulle boodskap is hier, ons respond nie.
So I will just have to say every now and then, remember, this is not live. This is live. This is live, hey?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the when I do the best of thing. But listen, we got to do consistory. So what happened last week, we had... Oh yeah, Rita was at Korn, and he said he's going to phone in to hear what's going on, why Ati is not being seen anymore. And little Damien and Langerhans had a conversation, and Damien told him that he can do anything for him, anything he wants. So he's like a genie in a bottle. And so we got to continue today. Now, I wonder what's going to happen. And I also wonder why I'm speaking in English. Want dit is Afrikaanse soepie.
Soepie.
Ander stasies het soepies. Ons het 'n soepie. Ons noem ons soepie Konsistorie. Ek ekskuus tog?
Is dit Dominico?
Ja, 'n vygie.
Ja. Jammer.
Wat het jy gesê aan die begin?
Ek het gesê mens werk hard vir jou verdienste.
Ja. Vygie, hoe gaan dit met Atti?
Ag, papa kon nie baie goed nie, hoor.
Maar dit is nou al weke.
Ja, ek skuus tog vir daai bokse daar. Hey, daai bokse. Sorry, wat sê papa?
Wie is nou daar by jou?
Nee, hulle bring net mediese benodighede in vir Atti, sies tog.
Maar wat gaan aan met hom? Ons weet nie wat aangaan nie. Niemand sê niks nie. En ek mag nie besoek aflê nie. En as ek besoek aflê, word ek halfhardhandig op die laar rug teruggedruk dat ek amper soos 'n volstruis met aanbye daar uitloop weer. Wat gaan aan?
Nee, daar gaan niks aan nie, papi. Atti is maar net siek, maar ons het baie hoop dat het spoedig sal regkom. Wat ek hierdie dinge hier
sê. Marcel?
Ja, Marcel.
Is Marcel by jou?
O, ja. Ja, ons het ook hier begin keier. Eers op WhatsApp en nou sommer lewendig. Ja, Marcel sê die koek en die koeldrank wat jy gebring het, daar. Dan gaan ons nou lekker daarvan eet.
Wat die hel gaan nou met jou aan? Wat kak praat jy nou?
Ek is op die telefoon. Jou papa sê groete.
My papa is dood. Ek het hom vermoord.
Marcel, wat sê hy nou? Was dit toch waar?
Nee, ek praat van stiefpapa Kon, is op die foon.
Oor kak. Okay, ja. Ek sê ek is jammer dat die die Griekse span die papas. Jammer hulle het verloor in Griekse sokke.
O ja, ja. Dis wat hy gesê, die papas het verloor. Nou verstaan het allemaal wat jy bedoel, papa?
Ja, ja, nee, ek het amper verkeerd gehoor. So, enige kans dat ons binnenkort weer kan kom kuier?
Natuurlijk, papa. Enige tyd, ek sal papa bel. Dan kom papa kuier. Hallo, Benny.
Hallo, Virgil. Ek sal die bokse skuif en dan sit ons die poppies daar.
Is dit wat Benny is? Die komse story is leeg. Ek het gewonder.
Kom help, hy het mooi blommetjes gebring, poppies. Ach, kyk hoe lyk hulle. En dan, die poppies, die Russische poppies, sit hulle binnen in mekaar in. Dankie, Benny.
Oh, hi, Frankie. Okay, Frankie, met wie praat jy?
Ek praat met Dominic Kon.
Oh, God.
Sê vir Benny, hy moet onmiddellik kom werk.
Ja, nee, Benny, Dominic sê, jy moet onthou, die werk het begin daar.
Oh ja,
kom door meneer, jammer,
ek is op pad.
Oké, tot ziens, Veigie. Wat de hel gaan aan? Niks is meer diezelfde nie. Hierdie story. Is dit nog konse story?
Brand, my skat. Hallo.
Ah, hallo Rita. Het is so lekker om jou te sien. Ek is baie jammer. Het is verskrikkelijk bezig hier so in die bakkerij vandag. Asseblief, ek het al die hulp wat ek kan kry nodig, want ek kan net nie bybly nie. Ek is so bang ek vergeet iets vandag of iets loop skeef. Maar ek het my rings wat ek moet maak en ek het rolletjies wat in die oond is. Ek het nog nie my oond handskoene afgehaal vanoggend nie. Dis net bak en brou die hele dag lank.
My kekkelbekkie, dit is 25 cent, dankie.
Oh, dankie dat jy my gou help deur die kasregister daar so te beman. Jy's rarig nogal goed daarmee.
Sakkie verkoop, 25. Die, wel, as jy een broekie wil hee, jy kan een sakkie by, en dit is 25 cent. Nou, is ek reg, Sybra?
Ja, dit is reg. Ons is ongelukkig deur wetgeving verplig om geld te vra vir sakkies. So.
Ah, klapperkoek!
Oh, dit is so lekker om jou te sien vandag, Rita.
Ja, ek was by Kon nou die dag, en toe ek net weer besef, Sybra, jy is die een van my.
Ek is so blij met te hoor. Ek bedoel, dis nogal uitdagend om 'n dominee as jou voormalige teenstander te hê vir die hart van 'n vrou.
Ja, ja, jy's heeltemal reg. 2 Josua 4 vers 9.
Goeiemôre. Ek wil die bestuurder sien, ag die eienaar sien van hierdie plek asseblief. Nee, die bestuurder nie.
Seker ek, Sybrand is my bakkerij hier, so, maar dit is ook een delikatessen.
genoeg met die grapies, ek is die blou bliksem in. Ek het gister hierdie koeimelk hier so gekoop vir 'n hele blerrie 10 pond, en
wat?
My voel is nou in 'n toestand. Ek koop hierdie melk spesiaal om vir my voel te voed. En toe ek het gister iets het vir my gesê, daar is fout, want ek het goedjies gesien wat drijf op hierdie melk.
Wat?
En toe ek het vir my voel sien te word, eers like pennekie reg op, die stomme kiepie, en toe in vir oggend toe ek weer na sy hoek toe gaan en toe sy slap.
Sy brand, wat gaan aan met die man?
Ek is vreselik jammer, maar die melk wat ons hier so by die bakkerij verkoop, is 100% plaas suiwer gepasteuriseerde melk, wat ons van 'n verskaffer af kry. So as dit suur was, vra ek inniglik om verskoning, en ek is baie jammer oor jou voel.
Ek het dit saamgebring, Jesus, kyk daar so. Sien jy hoe drijf jy goeders daar op?
Ja, maar dis omdat jy jou melk in 'n stuk papier gesit het.
Ah, sy brand sê vir hom, meneer, ek dink jy is dan nie in die regte land nie. 10 pond, ons werk in rand en cent.
Wel, dit is wat vir my gevra was.
Maar wacht so'n bykie, Rita, het jy nie gister ook gehelp met die kasregister nie? Het jy hierdie man ponde gevra vir sy
ma. Nee, dit was jou tweelingbroer. Ek was nie hier nie.
Well, ek het geweet ons kan nie vir Reinhard vertrou nie.
Wat reuners.
Ek is regtig jammer meneer, maar ons het ongelukkige beleid hierso. Jy kry nie refunds nie, nie tensy jy jou strokie by jou het en die melk gebring het nie.
Ek het nie 'n strokie gebring
nie. Ja, kry nie. En hoe sê die deur? Het jy dit? Moenie met lelik wees.
Dit is nie die einde hiervan nie. Ek gaan almal opkommandeer en ons gaan protes aanteken voor hierdie winkel. Niemand sal by hierdie bakkery weer enige koek koop nie.
Asseblief suurknol. Ag asseblief. Weet jy, hierdie mense moet jou nie dan steun nie. Nee, sy brand, moet jy nie dan steun nie.
Dit is moeilik, Rita. Jy weet, my customers is soos my familie. En as ons hulle ongelukkig maak, as ons nie ons dienste tot die beste van ons vermoë lewe nie, dan gaan die besigheid dalk ten gronde gaan.
Ja, maar hierdie was ek nog nooit in my lewe. Snotpelletjie, sulke mense gesien soos hierdie verwyfde manie.
Ag, klagtes is maar seker deel van die job description. Maar dit laat my dink aan daai vriend van my wat so miljoene gemaak het op die internet. Soms wens ek dat ek ook daai wysheid en insig gehad het wat hy gehad het en nie net 'n simpel klein bakkery begin het nie.
Hallo, sy brand.
Genigtig, dis jy, Thomas?
Ja. Dis ek, jy met my glo.
Ek sien op Facebook jy karwei oor see en in Monaco en oral. Ja. Hoe gaan dit met die besigheid?
Jy sê nie, dit gaan baie goed. Ek het net op die regte tyd, op die regte plek in bitcoins belê. En ek is so ryk, ek weet nie eintlik hoe dit werk nie.
Yes, like, this is amazing.
Is die oulike meisie daar langs jou?
Dit is my my girlfriend en hopelik eendag my aanstaande Rita.
As dit nou, hallo Rita.
Rita, oppas net hier jou se regter rokjagter.
Wat regter?
'n Rokjagter.
'n Rokjagt. Hallo Thomas.
Hallo Rita. Jy lyk my mooi.
My dankie. Bietjie naby.
Oh. Sê vir my regter. Wat doen jy vanavond?
Wel, sy brand.
Thomas, wrachtig. Ek sien dit. Ek sien dit, Rita. Thomas, jy's 'n ou vriend en jy's baie ryk. En ek weet mens sla nie aan 'n ryk mens nie, want jy gaan gedagvaar word. Maar jy beter oppas. As jy, wrachtig, by my meisie aanlê, dan sien ek sport vir ons.
Maar jy weet nie hoe dit is om ryk te wees nie, sy brand. Jy kan enige iets koop.
Rarig?
Ja, en jy kan jou uitkoop uit enige ding, ook as jy nie moeilik het. Dit is so amazing. Geld is so amazing. Oh.
Sjoe, dit klink, miskien moet ek ook in hierdie bitcoins belê en is daar dalk 'n moontlikheid dat jy my kan betrek by jou besigheid, Thomas? Miskien kan ek ook voel hoe dit is om so ryk soos jy te wees.
Sybrand, ek wil nie vanaand saam met hom uitgaan nie, asseblief.
Ja, natuurlik kan ek jou help. Hierso, teken hier en hier.
Hier staan ek nou voor 'n reuse keuse. Rykdom of liefde.
Asseblief, sy brand. Ek kan nie met hierdie man nie.
Jy ruik baie lekker.
Ek is jammer, maar...
Help, ek kan nie met...
Soos Midas van ouds wil ek ook hê, alles waarin ek vat word goud. En dan, as ek al die geld het, Rita, dan kan ek ons lewens vir ons beter maak.
Jou fucking verraaier!
Ek kies die liefde. Oh. Vir geld!
Very well done, people. Daar was nou net 'n WhatsApp boodskap van Maal het verdwyn.
Ja, ek het een gesien van Jaco wat sê hy luister van Frankryk se kant af.
Sjoe.
En hy het huis toe gejaag sodat hy ons live kon luister. So.
Oh, is baie awesome.
So it paid off, Jaco, because we wrecked your thing.
Ja, net betyds.
Net betyds. Ons het 'n oop dashboard hier, so ek weet nie wat aangaan nie. Kan jy daar ietsie kom druk, Hannes?
Ek sal.
Kyk 'n bietjie wat jy kan uitrig. Daarso. Ons spesiale gas vandag is van West Side Story en ek het dit.
Yay!
Oh, dit was nice, ek het dit gaan kyk
en op 'n skaal van 1 tot 3.
Ag, hier kom, wat is 1? Goed of sleg?
1 is average.
O, nee, dan gee ek hom 'n volle 3.
Wow.
Volle 3, dit was absoluut fantasties. Ons guest is Bianca LaGrange.
Yay!
She's playing the role of Anita. Now, Anita, you might know, because she sings a song. And here is an interpretation of that song. Hopefully you enjoy that. It is by a couple of artists who did versions of the songs from West Side Story. And I hope they start now. I'd ask it, maar is fucking sag, hè?
Puerto Rico.
This is the song that Bianca sings.
Wow.
Amongst other things. But she's pretty sure. Okay, ek gaan 'n bietjie aanbeweeg. Hannes, wat sien jy?
Hy kom en dan gaan hy weer. So vir die oomblik nou, ons het ons nog nie nuwe boodskappe gehad nie.
Oh, daar gaan hy weer.
Genee.
Met die uitsondering van Jakkus en van Nanou. So ek het hom nou sommer vir die tweede keer gelees. In my kop, het lees.
Ag, fantasties.
Ja.
Ja. Daar is hy, daar is
nou, ons lekker
is. Lees hom, van gauw.
Hallo my liewe Dollas, jylle is weer lekker aan in Japan vandag. sal sweer jylle is gedora. Kan jylle glo, ek is by die huis op so wonderlike Vrydag. Ek is besig om vir ons lekker eetgoedjies aan mekaar te slaan.
Hoekom lees jy?
want my luister, ek is besig om vir ons lekker eetgoedjies aan mekaar te slaan vir die Molla byeenkoms vanaand. Ja, julle moet vir my sing vandag, want ek verjaar maandag. En dit sal die grootste geskenk wees vir my. En Cassie, dis amper tyd om jou te sien. Ek het lekker baie moffies genooi.
Ja!
So jy gaan lekker thuis voel.
Molla, molla!
Laat ek my doos en rad kry en klaarmaak met al die kos. Liefste groete julle, grootste fan, Adrian.
Wow!
Okay, well then we gotta sing for him. We gotta sing. Wat sing mens?
Come on, happy birthday.
Feels gelukkig,
liewe Mike.
Kom, sing my Afrikaans.
Yes. Okay.
Feels Adrian.
Afrikaans.
Feels gelukkig, liewe Adrian, omdat jy verjaar. Mag die Heere jou sien en nog baie jare spaar.
Hoi, Bip!
Hoorra!
Hoi, Bip! Hoi, Bip, Bip!
Baie
geluk, Adrian. Mag dit 'n dag vol sonskyn wees. En hier is 'n boodskap van Logne de Kok.
Hallo, Adrian. Ek hoop jy het lekker kos in jou pot en 'n koffie. Ek hoop jy roer dit lekker. En hier is 'n boodskap van Sonja Harold.
Hallo Adrian, ek hoop jou dag is sommer skipskop en dat jy 'n heerlike dag het. Baie liefde groetekies van Tannie Sonja en van Kasper en van Lochner en van my af.
Wie moet ek met iemand wees?
En ons gaan nou, daar's nog 'n boodskap vir jou. Anton Goosen is saam met ons in die...
Baie geluk met jou, jassig. Ek hoop jy het lekker dag. As jy nie lekker dag het nie, fokkie dag. Dankie. Luister, Adrian, kom huis toe. Die Uitenhage is leeg sonder jou.
Dis hy!
Jy is lekker extra special guest vandag hier so in die ateljee.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, fuck me sideways with Amanda.
Oh, that was so much fun. And here, as on cue, it is as if she is like on cue by the great stage manager in the sky who said, walk in now. She is here. The most delightful, delicious Bianca LaGrange. Bianca LaGrange. And before you say, okay, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, but then.
Say to me, Annie.
Yeah, but it's because I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous? Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello. You look sexy.
Thank you very much.
Well, first of all, we must play Friday. This. She is our.
Extra special.
Guest today on the Casper Radio Show, as
yay.
We said.
Yay.
She's playing the role of Anita in West Side Story. And how well is that musical? It's fantastic. But before, I want to play something else. Let's listen to you.
Oh, goodness.
Who's this? Oh, it's Bianca. Oh, it's Bianca. Yeah, yeah, it's Bianca. Liked it.
Yeah. It's a oliki.
It's a oliki. Yeah. Oliki liki.
Fire donkey.
What is out? 2014.
Yes.
There was one other song I'm not gonna play because I didn't like the video, but I wanted to talk about it. It was an Afrikaans song, and there was this. It's like one pervert and rapist after the other. You're standing on a balcony, and they come in with a car. But they are the most horrible people I've ever seen. What the fuck did he was die?
I was signed to Storm Records, which
and
is,
was that the Storm personnel or what?
Yes, that is. I think
really?
So. I think so. We didn't have a budget.
No wonder you say no. Look at those horrible people. But this, I like. Oh, who wrote this?
A gentleman called Tienus Diefenhagen. And I was very fortunate to work with him. Lovely man, a collector of all things. So he does, what is this thing? Stars, I kijk naar die sterre, I do not lie, astrology
footer.
And he loves music. And Mel Boortis called me one day to say there's all these songs and he can't get anybody to record them. Can we try to rework them and see what we can do? And we did, and we came up with this version of Cops of Arthur.
I love
by
it.
Like this.
And then there was another one I didn't know about, but I'm stupid, I don't know a lot.
Oh, Been Around the World.
Yeah, you say.
Oh, 2003.
Yeah. Really?
2003. Short blonde hair. Just came out of Idols. It went to number one on radio. Song also given to me by Dave Thompson, who was a judge at the time.
Yeah.
I remember him.
And he was the A&R.
Yeah.
What do you call him? A&R.
Manager or something. Like boss.
But we worked with Alexis Faku on this one, who is one of South Africa's amazing producers. And this is more R&B, you know, it's got a very sultry. And it, people love the song, they still play it on.
So it was a big song for you in your career. Do you still look fondly back onto it?
I do. It opened a lot of doors. Yeah. Often. Yeah. It's another life, eh? Recording, it's a whole other world.
Do you.
I must be honest, not all my songs went to radio. It was very hard to get all your songs onto radio. And now with this new 90% local...
Now they can play you.
Mm. Oh, honey, I'm so excited. I just want to get into studio again.
Yeah.
Yay.
Rukkala 8. But I didn't know Kaapse about it. I'm very sorry, but I love it now.
Thank
so I'll
you.
Play it again.
And jy kyk kyk net nie.
Not anymore.
No, that's true. That's why I say I don't know what's going on outside. But I really love it. But I really loved you in West Side Story. Congratulations.
Honey, thank you for coming on Wednesday. I didn't get to see you after the show.
No, so many people. And I thought, let me go. I'll see you on Friday. In any case, here you are. And
now I want to go see you.
Yeah, but let me explain the show to you.
Please do.
It's really fantastic. Well, I must play appropriate music. Let me just look for something that says West Side Story, maybe. Maybe that'll be a help, eh? There it is. Okay. Been around the world, Bianca. Just go away. Now, let's start loudly, and then I'll make it softer. What did I say then?
Mambo.
Oh, you know what it sounds like?
What does it sound like?
Fuck off. I thought,
oh,
they're nice and volwassen in this show.
Yes.
Because they were shouting fuck off to each other.
Yes. No, there is, originally, the song, Officer Krupke, it was originally written... fuck you, Officer Krupke.
Oh, really?
And they had such big issues around Broadway and West End that they changed it. They changed it. So that is a very interesting story. He wanted it to be the first musical to have the word
fuck in it,
yes.
It was too soon.
It was too soon. Because that was in the 50s, yeah?
Yeah, it was long ago.
It was in the 50s, yeah.
I mean, in the 50s, you had people like Lenny Bruce who were... put on trial for supposed kind of obscenities.
Yes.
So it was a difficult time.
Yes.
So I think it probably still broke down barriers, even though they didn't get away with it.
Yeah, but I think all theater industry and the theater performers, that whole thing, that's where barriers were always broken.
Mm.
You know, that's where audience came and they first had to test it for those audiences before they could do it on TV or radio or anywhere else. I word for my ma, how's things going? Say finally for you, Casper.
Auntie B.
Hello, mama. Auntie B, yes.
Listen, you play the role of Anita in West Side Story. West Side Story, some people don't know about that bloody musical. I can't believe it, but it's true. It's the fact of life. So it is the Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim musical, loosely based on Romeo and Juliet, playing off in New York, where you had the
Puerto Rico gangs.
Yes.
And then the local New Yorkers going into the
that
jets.
That was the foreigners, if you if you look at the stories.
They were Italians and Poles.
Yes, they were Italians, Polish.
Yeah.
So, but what's so interesting about that story is how relevant it is now in the United States.
Absolutely.
How relevant it is in our own country.
Yeah.
That xenophobia is, it's alive and it's, you know, it's that zaidang that just hangs like a cloud over nations. And I think with doing the work that I do, I loved recording. I loved shaking my tush and my tits in front of people's faces. It was wonderful. But there was nothing that you got out of it. There was no realness that you got out of it. And for the first time in my career doing musical theater, I really felt like there was purpose. There was something that I started telling people. When I did Blood Brothers, grown men came up to me and said, how can you do this to us? You make us cry. So you're making people feel. And that's the magic about theater. Because people go, why must we go see theater? Why must we go see it live when we can buy the DVD or we can watch it on TV?
Yeah.
The thing about theater is you can never compare the live feeling that you get from the orchestra when those drums start drumming, when the boys start fighting, as you seen Ubaklay, Chris Jafter, as they say muscles were flexed, ik raak so like I get excited.
Define lekker.
Not
oh my
just
goodness.
Because of him, but because of the whole cast, that you have to be so committed and so focused, because you can get hurt. You see how big that stage is. It's probably the biggest stage we've seen in 40 years.
Yes. Now that's I'm going to interrupt you there, because that's what I wanted to explain to Gavin. So let me explain you about the show. It is a humongous stage. Humongous. When the first person walks onto the stage to play, is that Chris? Who plays?
His name is Tommy. He's one of our beautiful ballet dancers. He walks in. with the basketball.
He looks like a klein mierkie. So huge is that stage.
En hy is groot, hy het muscles. Yeah. So.
Daar kom 'n klein muurtjie in en speel so klein by. Dis hoe ver dit ingaan. And then it even goes further away.
Sure.
But the whole spectacle of theater there amazes you then, because it is, they fill that space with a lot of effects and music. And it's a whole orchestra. It sounds fantastic.
Wow.
And the music, of course, is wonderful.
Bernstein is a genius.
Yeah, yes. And, of course, Sondheim, you must have heard his name. No, I said it. But he only wrote the lyrics for this one, even
which
though he is
incredible.
A fantastic composer. But he only wrote the lyrics, which is also like, there's a place for us. And
so, mense wat hierdie musical
pretty.
Kennies, they'll know the music.
Yeah.
I feel
will.
Pretty, oh, so pretty. I want to be in America.
Well, that, can I just say that I want to be in America? That was for me the highlight of the show.
What, Casper? No, don't say that, because I'm here. Really?
Oh, were you in it? I want to tell you that they are, because you go for it, you know? You must dance like a superhero, twirl and spin and kick, and then she must get those notes, and she mustn't go, I want to be in America. No, she must sing. I was very impressed. Yes, and the energy.
With an accent.
And with an accent.
Ah.
Yeah, that's an accent.
Because then I listened to that note. I listened to, because I knew you were. No,
I'm not a soprano. You're right. Yeah. I'm an alto.
No, but it worked.
And there
worked.
Are notes. There are notes.
No. Nothing was wrong.
Knepi bokies.
It was fantastic. It was my highlight of the show.
I take it with all humility and accept it.
You can take it.
I work very hard to do it. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
You work very hard in the show as well, because you dance a lot. Yes. That mambo, that fuck off one.
Yeah.
Also, you dance a lot there.
And then there's that taunting scene, you know, which no one really talks about.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's this uncomfortable.
Exhausting.
It's a very uncomfortable thing to talk about. But what happens, and I'll tell everybody
them.
Out there.
tell them.
What happens is Bernardo was killed, and Bernardo's sister, who's my best friend, is in love with the other guy, who is Tony, and they fall in love, and she can't help it, and she has to choose between her brother and her lover, and she chooses him, and she has to forgive him for killing him. But then there's Anita, who's this fiery big sister character that's been trying to also be there. She's just come from Puerto Rico to America. It's her first time. It's her first couple of months in New York. And then she goes and falls in love with the enemy. And Ik moet nou vir haar help. You know, because the cops are on their case and everybody's looking for everybody.
Secret messages.
Secret messages and everything. And I go into the lion's den, basically.
Yeah. The other gangs,
where they hang out.
Yeah.
And it come down and I'm all there, all these young, you know, gangster boys. And what soek ik da? They've just killed, like, my guy. What am I going to now come in? Kill them, you know. So they very aggressive, and they push me around really hard, and they fall over floor, and then there's the attempted rape, where they actually take off the panties, and the baby John, who is the youngest in the cast, they push towards her. This is now his initiation, it's like a gang style thing. But I must tell you, those boys are the most beautiful, and they're such gentlemen. Elke aand kom hulle, they're like, we hate doing this. Are you okay? We hate it so much. But you know, it's for the show. Are you okay? And I'm like, as jylle die, if you're not going to do it harder next time. You know, we're trying to sell a show here.
Yeah.
But it's a difficult scene to play, and it's...
Yes.
Our stunt coordinator, Richard, he is incredible. The team of this company is insanely talented, and everybody is so good at what they do.
Yes.
From our producer, Eric Abrams, and Daniel Galloway, who I've been working with for a number of years now. They're sensitive to the needs of what you need. Kijk jy, ek het al 3 paar skoene gehad, because I'm the only one that has to dance in heels in America. The girls take their shoes off.
No.
And I'm in heels. And I've had 3 pairs of different shoes.
Already?
Because,
jy het gehakke gebreek.
Kijk hoe lyk my bene, meisie. I'm bruised beyond.
Wow.
So you take a lot of body strain. But like I said, for the first time, I find that there's purpose to what I do. And that people are moved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy, and I'm so fulfilled to be a part of this company.
But I have to say, certainly the word around the campfire is so incredibly positive around the show. And because I saw some of my friends last week who went to go watch your previews, and these are people who are also in the musical theater environment. So, hulle gaan nie vir jou kak praat nie. And like Niels Klaassen, sulke mense wat gaan, jare bra, is die beste theater wat ek nog ooit gesien het. So people who are in this business and this is the greatest piece of theater that we've seen locally. And I mean, that's a fear in jylle
hoed.
Now,
it never gets mentioned, Casper. Onse crew is insanely good, because there is actual mense wat hy sets, they move it. These things weigh over a ton. Like, each little panel is a ton. I think it's like 20 tons.
So that's humanly moved.
It's humanly moved. There's only the bridal shop that's moved by
a
machine, and then obviously the up and down from the stage. But those big walls are moved by actual people.
Really?
And they're rolling dung. What is that rolling dung? They have to roll those things, and it's hard. I try to roll those things. They're very hard. So we have a very tight company, and there's about 100 people backstage working, trying to create that show. From our stage manager, Juanita, who is a gem of a person. Ik weet jy hoe doen sy dit nie, because, you know, actors and dancers have the biggest egos in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Okay, name and shame them.
I'm not going to name and shame them, Jonathan Roxler. I didn't say that. But, I even said to him, I went to him and I said to him, you know what, you are so good at what you do, but I hate to love you. And it's really, what would be unfortunate, and I must say this loud, if our Joburg audiences don't come and see the show.
Yeah, they must, because they, yeah, you deserve it. You deserve it. And the show is not trying to get away with anything. It is there with a lot of, you can see blood, sweat, and tears went into it. Mm. It's a beautiful set. The lighting is fantastic. The sound is fantastic. The orchestration is live. Orchestra, people, a live orchestra. That feeling, the Batsemi's underflies, chicken pox.
Goosebumps.
What did you think of the first half's ending?
Oh, the quintet, or whatever you call it.
No, the ending where Bernardo gets killed and Ruff is killed. And they're hanging.
Oh, that was beautiful.
And the cop car comes in.
Yeah, we don't want to give it away.
Okay.
No, ik moet nog gaan kijken.
Yeah, the end is beautiful. It looks stunning. Okay. I've just seen it once, hey? So I can't.
So this week was opening. Was this week opening?
Yes, it's one of those shows that you want to see twice or thrice.
You have to.
The thing about, I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago, Dreamgirls was a fantastic, amazing production.
Critically acclaimed.
That came to South Africa. It was a full South African cast. We had some of our greatest performers doing that show. And it was cancelled because the people didn't come and support it. Yes, we were going through a recession, all of that, I understand. But this show, the ticket prices are really, there's different pricing and it's really affordable from 200 Rand right up to 450. And it is a spectacular show that you cannot miss. So I really want to reiterate and just say South Africa, Joburg specifically, we did a full run in Cape Town. And it was completely sold out. Not that I'm saying Cape Town is better or more cultured or anything. I just, you know, Joburg has a lot more to offer in terms of entertainment. You can go to the movies, you can go to Monte Cassino, you're going to find things, Carnival City, wherever. But there is nothing happening in Joburg at this time on such a high level of professionalism, of just wowness. I have to sing with Lanelle Kennett, guys, who is this incredible opera singer. Every night, a boy like that. And that song, Ik Huil. Cry because it's a boy like that would kill your brother, you know? Forget that boy and find another, one of your own kind. Stick to your own kind. How many times haven't we been told to stick to your own kind?
One can only
You're not allowed to love out of your color barrier, out of your...
One can only hope people go watch the show and then not only get taken by the magnificent way in which it's staged, but also by the powerful kind of inherent messages in it and tell other people about it so that word of mouth just snowballs and it grows and grows and grows. But the reputation of the show at the hand of the Cape Town run must be really good. I mean, I'm sure you're already having people that are going, oh, we've heard so much about it, so we had to come see it.
Lanelle Kennett won a Fleur de Cup for her role in it, and as well as Jonathan, I think, was nominated. I was also nominated but didn't win.
Bastard.
I know, Basketonians. I'm struggling with them, but it's fine. It's fine. We know that the Naledi judges were there the other night. I hope they saw my America. But you know, that's the other thing. We don't do these things for accolades. We 4 years ago, I decided musical theater. Oh, there it is. You're playing it.
Okay, let's listen.
A boy who kills cannot
love. A boy who kills. That is Anita and Maria.
She does it very pretty, though. I don't do it as pretty as this. I do it.
No, you do it with
emotion.
Oh, I loved what you did. Loved what you did. I can tell you, this is a very, very good production. It. First of all, you can bring anyone from anywhere in the world to sit down and see it, because there's nothing to be ashamed of. It is brilliant, international standard. And I have seen the 2009 one on Broadway. And
what?
I loved this one much more. Yeah, I did.
You went to Broadway and watched West Side Story?
Yeah.
You think we're better?
You better.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Yeah. Did you hear that?
No, you're better.
Alison Foote said, I'm going to send you her love.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, she was so happy that you came and that you were so pleased with the show.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, just before I came, she was like, tell him I send my love, give him kisses.
Oh, thank you. I just want to go back to America, the song, not the country. Just hang on. I just want to...
Oh, goodness.
Just a little bit of it.
I mean, if you think what's happening there now with what Trump is doing, you know.
It's
so horrible.
Betty Bangle, she said.
America was my favorite.
Betty! Yeah. Thank you, Betty, for my hair. Betty does my hair. Ah. Thank you very much.
Maar Kasper, ek sien hier is nog 'n boodskap weer van Adrian wat sê, "Oh my word. Hallo Bianca, ek is mal oor jou my skat. Jy is so wonderlike siel. Jy was my vir my die beste coach gewees op Supersterre daai tyd. Behalwe uitgeskryf die beste coach." Sy het 'n bietjie van 'n spelfoutjie daar gemaak. Kasper, ek wil nou nie 'n fucking brat wees nie. Jy het so mooi gesing, baie dankie, maar Montel het nie vir my 'n boodskapie gegee nie. Bel die slet en sê vir hom ek wil van haar hoor asseblief. Lekker dag, groete Bianca, Adrian van Uitenhage.
Ag Adrian, van waar?
Van Uitenhage.
Uitenhage. You to make Danny PE.
Wanneer begin Alban to be in America? No. Ek kan ongelukkig nie anders. Ai, gaan dit.
Ek love dit.
Now, you girls, they just go for it on stage. Oh. Really brilliant.
Hier is iets wat die rest van die mense in die studio nie mag dalk weet nie. Maar die groep Metallica gebruik die riff van America in die opening van hulle song Sad But True.
Oh my word.
Dit is die impak van die musical en the magnitude. Dit is 'n band soos Metallica dit gebruik.
Jeez.
Is die song se naam Sad But True? Was die feit?
Ek is nou baie bang dat ek dit verkeerd
Maar jy weet op die show.
Poepel klein. Ja.
Sit ons al luister hier so die hele Metallica van kan oeuvre.
Want ek het fake news verkeerd gehad vroeger. Yeah. So we need to watch our information.
Yes, no we do, eh?
I want to ask you... You do say that you love musical theater and all that, but...
And all that jazz.
And all that jazz, but this is not Broadway. So, does it pay?
Thank you for that question. You know what? Things have to change in this industry, especially in the musical theater industry. No, it doesn't pay. The lifestyle that I'm used to, from idols and working my way up, you know, as a corporate singer, as a festival singer, as a recording artist, I made probably 3 times more than what I make now. Hence me saying 4 years ago, I decided that I need more out of this thing, music, this thing, acting, this thing, drama. And people think it's easy because anybody can also now be an actor. Jy kan also generations gaan speel en Isidingo, if you just learn your lines and go in and do it. But theater is a whole other ball game. It requires a certain amount of discipline. We do 8 shows a week.
Oh,
we do two shows on a Saturday, two shows on a Sunday. Our call times are 2 hours before the you know, when the people arrive. We do a full on ballet class. A full-on vocal class. And then we fix up whatever the director or the choreographer has decided that, okay, ons het nou nie so lekker geperform gisteraan nie, so now we fix certain things. Then there's the acting side, where you have to fix the acting bits. And then there's, with this show, because it's set in New York, we have a vocal and dialect coach who works on all our accent work. So it's very intricate, and it's a continuous working
absolutely yes. Because if you record something, it's done and you show it on a wall and that's it, but you have to recreate every single night
like the audience is seeing it for the first time.
Are you saying that so with the vocal coach or the act or the accent, the person that you, does that person come in every time you are
we are very
performing?
Fortunate, and it's his birthday today, so I'm going to say happy birthday to Adrian Galley, who is our vocal and our dialect coach,
yeah,
or accent coach. He plays Doc in the show.
Oh, so he's there all the time.
And he's also part of Saga, who is the South African organization for actors, you know, and performers. Mm. And very passionate man about the arts and about the business of the arts. Okay, artists are bietjie loskop mense. And then I have to say it because I'm a loskop work. We don't like paper. We don't want to deal with admin work. But we have to do it because we have to pay tax as well as go to the bank and make sure that our bonds are paid. And then you get people wanting you to do charities. You know, it's ridiculous. This is our work. This is what we do to put bread on our tables. Ik wil ook nog kindertjies maak. It does not pay. It does not pay a decent enough salary.
Not enough.
Yeah. Mm. But it's a good enough salary for us to say sustain and be in the show. But when I'm done with the show, it's not like I've made money.
Like you're rich now. Now you can sit back. No,
not at all.
Yeah, but hopefully, you know, that is unfortunate for me because it's the hardest work that what you do. And people sit there, and if you're bad, you're going to be bad immediately. You can see it.
But let's talk about the fundamentals of what this actually is. When the new government came into power, something that they had in the old government, which we don't have now, was they giving money, and a substantial amount of money. Onthou jy Artikafeer, how Artikafeer had this, I mean, they're still one of the richest organizations in this country. But there was subsidies for arts, you know. People were given money to do workshops and educate people. And I don't know where that monies are going, if they are being
There's no more K-Paps or
No,
or
remember PACs.
All gone, eh?
All gone.
Ah, yeah.
So you know, we are struggling, but I say, struggle and hope, praat van die struggle. Let's make a difference. Let's come together and make the change. Mm. But if you're doing 8 shows a week, when are you going to get the time? Mm. So that's my retirement plan. I'm going to be working.
What do you do so when you are not performing? Like, what is your like time out, like relaxation, that Bianca moment? What do you do?
When I can afford, I go to a spa. I'm very fortunate to have wonderful friends, you know, around that treat me every now and then. So I love to go to a spa because your body is hurt. Mm. You ain't out from all the dancing, so all you need is a liquor massage or just lying in a bit of a beautiful bath with salts and things like that.
And where's David in all of this? David is the husband.
Oh, David is my beautiful husband, who is currently doing Shakespeare 12th Night at Maynard Vole in Cape Town.
Wow. Oh.
And he's playing the Duke. My, posh. Oh, really? They've given him dreadlocks. Mm. They've set the whole thing on an island. Ek is hier Shakespeare mens nie. Mm. I even, you know, those shows, the Game of Thrones and all of those shows that have like a bit of Shakespearean
vibe to it.
Vibe. I'm not really into it. But and this man would rehearse his lines with on me every single night, and I perform, and I think, oh, you're so beautiful. That Shakespeare's stunning. And obviously he's a gym fanatic, so say hey, likes ripped. He's all ripped. And always posting.
We see the six pack.
Yeah. He's only recently got into social media. I'm like, I'm trying to get them into social media. And this is also the other thing that artists don't understand, that we are our own promoters. We are our own business.
Correct.
So I try to educate as much as I can. If you see my, I don't have huge followings, but I love posting. I love letting the people who do follow me see what's happening in my life on a personal level as well as a professional level. And it's exciting. And I did.
What do you mean you don't have a huge following? Have you seen yourself on a stage in El Dorado Park? Oh my goodness. Like, she filled that. It's just a bloody soccerveld of a thing. I went to go and see her. She performed there with other people. Maar dis ander mense wat ons ken nie. And when she came, jy weet op 'n veld wanneer jy nou vir sê like a typical artist gaan kyk, and dan sit die mense mos so in hulle camping chair. So when she came up, almal staan en begin toe nader na die stage en wil ons so aan haar vat en met die selfoons and stuff like that. People are very proud of you.
Thank you. That's the Elders Jazz Fest. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Started it 12 years ago.
And it's been still growing. Going strong.
It's been growing, yes.
Yeah, but you you just have got it. I remember opening my eyes, watching Idols, and when I saw you, you stood out immediately. I never since then, you've never dropped in my estimation. It is just amazing. You just got it. So, you are special, and now it's so good that you can do things like this musical theater. I unfortunately did not see you in Joseph. I saw the second season.
With Nadine, yes.
With Nadine. I'm so cross that I didn't see you.
No, that's fine.
But
apparently I was better than her.
Just so we know.
No, Nadine is one of my oldest friends in the industry. Mm. She's a lovely girl.
She's cool.
When she did that song with Steve Hofmeyer,
Monkey,
you were to us on soon. I absolutely fell in love with her. I mean, she is a child star. Mm. She's one of the most professional and hardworking people I know in this industry. Mm. And people think that, especially with women, that this has picture and
issues,
you know. But with her specifically, when they said she was going to do the show, I was worried because I thought, who is going to come and fulfill these big shoes? And not that I have big shoes, this role, Joseph, as the narrator,
ooh,
is a challenging role.
It's the glue of the show.
It's the glue of the show. You sing 90% of the show.
You're
doing eight shows a week, three on a Saturday. It is humongous. So the stamina that you need as a performer. Mm. And you're telling the story. So you're not just singing. Jy moet hy story kan vertel. So when they said that Nadine was going to come and do it, I was very excited for the company, for PTP, that they found somebody that would be suitable and would actually bring a whole other dynamic to the role. So it was by excited for her work. And I want to wish them well. They've just opened in PE.
PE now?
Yes.
Yes, and then they go back to Cape Town. Well, I saw Nadine in that role a couple of times, and she got better and better and better.
Yeah, the words are insane. You have so much lyrics. Mm. Firstly, the boys' names. That's a clear issue for me.
Yeah, but just to present it, I could see you do it very easily, naturally. But anyway, we're not talking about Nadine now.
Yeah.
Krappies of Kleefies. We're talking about you.
Yeah.
So I saw you in Idols. I thought, yes, this woman, she's got it. And since then, I mean, we've remained friends.
Yes, you invited me to your show.
And you've been on in
he
my
gave
insider
me
sketch.
The biggest flipping present ever, that nobody's ever done that for me ever, ever, ever. I get to the Casper Asso, you know, ik kan ook hier lekker Afrikaans, ons praat met ons van elders, ons biedt ons praat zo. You know, ons praat met zeven Afrikaans, en ik kom hier bij die zeven mensen kom, en dan mooi praten. And I was like, what am I going to do? But I get there, he makes me feel so comfortable, and he takes this massive, like, what do you call it? But the angel that you've for me gegeven it.
Oh, like a
Mindkey, full angel products. I am a Terra Muglia fan. Mm. And he sends me all the different perfumes with the creams and the...
Wow.
Yeah, I felt so special.
Why didn't you do that to us?
Yeah. I know. But let me tell you something. Once again, it's down to the artist to do that. Because actually, there should be a budget for that, but there's not. So I bought that for you.
I know.
David Cramer came from Cape Town. I thought, I can't fly him economy. I'm going to fly him. I'll pay the business class. Because it actually should be automatically like that.
Yes.
So we are trying to make like overseas, but we have to do it with our own budget.
It's so true. But things will change, Casper, and you and Charlene Surti, my mother, industry mom.
Yeah.
You know, you have been doing this thing for so long, but you've also taught us and you've mentored us. I'll never forget the day I did Cinderella with Charlene Surti, Mark Lottering, David Dennis, James Brodrick.
Wow.
This was a stellar cast. Niels Klaassen was my prince. Rowan Kluter was in the show. This was such a stellar cast. It was one of the biggest sold-out pantos. And Bernard J will remember this panto, because it was one of the first ones that was completely sold out over the 3-month period.
Sure.
And I came late. And Charlene pulled me aside and she gave it to me proper, and she said, never will you disrespect me like this again. You do not disrespect your company by coming late. You are the lead. you are supposed to be the example for wow. everybody else.
Hoe laat was
jy? Jy moet 'n uur voor die tyd hier voor almal wees. And I took it to heart. I took that to heart because Charlene, Nena's telling me I can't be late.
Yeah, she calls a spade a spade.
And she gave it to me, and I felt so bad that I actually had to apologize to my company for being late. And never again.
Oh, really?
Never again in my life. Never have I been late.
How late were you?
A few minutes. It was like 20 minutes or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah.
You cannot.
She's right.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So you've taught us. You've laid those foundations for us. Mm. And somebody like myself, who's also very keen on educating and keen on giving back, I want to be also part of those bricklayers, because your foundation is everything. And the foundation of any country is the arts of that country. Go to artists and see how artists live in that country, and then you'll know how things are happening and how amazing. That's why America is the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else? What sort of other exciting projects do you have for 2017?
Well, that is so nice about being what we're doing, is that you can't ask a dentist that question. Hey, yeah, what? For the next fucking 30 years, I'll work on teeth. We are always, okay, now I'm doing this. Okay, now I'm going to do that. That is quite exciting, I must say. Yeah. So, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to take a little bit of a break from theater. I want to get back into studio, which is the plan.
Good.
So I don't have a concrete plan yet, but it is there. I can talk about a show that will be happening at the Baxter in Cape Town for Women's Day.
Oh.
And they've come and approached me and, come and do something for women. Come and talk about women issues. And ek het gedink, ag, wie wil nou weer nou kom hoor van rape? En wie wil nou weer kom hoor van, we're not getting paid enough. And yes, all those things are relevant and need to be spoken about and need to be made aware. But I thought, women must be entertained. And I came up with a new concept where I've invited Sevengezi, Chris Chapter, David Johnson, my husband.
Of course.
And Lukman Adams. And just a basic, I'm not going to give away too much, but they find themselves alone on Women's Night, and they go down a rabbit hole because Queen Bee comes and gives them a visit, and they find themselves in a world that is ruled by women.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
So I'm not going to say much more of that, but it's going to be happening at the Baxter.
So that's a nice spectacular, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
In ik wil die six packs wil ik vir jou vrou mense wys.
Oh, bless you. And us Mofies.
Yes.
Yes. And all women are welcome. Flamboyant women and all women.
Alternative women.
Yes, alternative litterines.
You have just touched upon something a few minutes ago, and I want to go back to that. In dit is naamlik, you had a beautiful wedding. It was onlangs. So what now about the barbecues? Aren't you going to set aside time for that?
My husband really wants to have babies, and so do I. Ek wil by, I've got an adopted, foster child, Tabang. He's just turned 18. And I must tell you the story. He was with us in December in Cape Town because we were busy rehearsing for West Side. So I had to be there. And I took him on his first experience of Long Street.
Oh.
And I said to those fuckers at, what is that restaurant? What is that? Manhattan's.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to Manhattan's and I ordered a gin and tea. And they didn't want to let my son and my husband in. And for me, if you didn't want to let them in, it's vandalism was donker.
Maar so wanneer was dit nou?
I thought it was very racist. It was in December.
No!
It was
in December.
Yes. And I got my moer gestrip and I threw the glass. And I walked out. I stormed out. And he said, I will pay for that drink. And I said, I won't. In the meantime, the drink was klaar betaal.
Yeah.
But in Bianca style and Anita style, I was still preparing for my Anita role. So Anita was really strong at that moment. I threw the glass on the counter and 10 of them came rushing out. of Manhattan and daar staan ek en hulle vloek vir my van 'n kant af en ek dink okay, it's fine and I took out my phone and I started recording them. En die man sê jou bits and the bank pushes the man and ek dink ooh my arme kind moenie and I'm trying to give show him now a night out adult night out have your first beer with your auntie B.
Horribly wrong.
It went horribly wrong. So all in a night we went to Long Street, we had a bar fight and then we ended up at Crew Bar. And for those of you who know Crew Bar,
yes, I do.
Bar in Cape Town, one of the places that play absolutely fantastic music. But yes, he did see two men kiss, or four or five maybe, and went to the bathroom. And somebody asked him if they can come with him into the bathroom. And I said, my cunt, you must. When a stranger talks, you must say, like, don't speak to strangers.
Dit gebeur nooit wanneer ek daar is nie.
But I mean, during December, people are going crazy and are full of things. I would love to have babies. Dave and I will set aside time to do that.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
you have to. Yeah.
Babies are expensive.
You have to plan it. And
so,
but it's going to be a wonderful
experience.
Plan. Ik is ook nie jonk nie.
Yeah, you cannot wait a long
time. I've just turned 35. I'm going to be 36 this year.
Yeah.
When you met me, I was 20 years old. So that is how long
but
I've known you.
A good lesson is that Janet Jackson had kids and she was 75 or something. So.
50
or 51. Ja, die God, it's late. Did you find in the America?
Yes, that is the funny licky Don't Tread on Me. No, I can maar die YouTube link. No,
okay,
good.
let's listen. Yeah. And we're listening for America. Really listening.
What?
Ooh. Nice!
That's beautiful. There's just something about it.
Yeah,
this electric guitar. So Anita.
Maar ja, dis net dan daai.
So Casper, ek het ook saam met David weer gewerk, David Kramer on District 6 Canala.
I know, I want to see it so badly. Honey, why didn't you bring that here?
Please ask them. Please ask them.
I really want to see it.
It is a beautiful show.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love working with that man. He is, you know what? We must acknowledge and praise this man. He is one of our best.
He is.
He's really one of our best. And he doesn't get enough.
He must get more credit. He must get the medal of Usadanga or whatever they give. He should be Sir David.
It's true. It's so true.
He is fantastic.
How many kids has he taken to West End? How many kids has he taken to Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my lifelong dream to go to Broadway West End. And let me tell you a little story about that. In 2003, I'm not going to mention the management that I was with. They know who they are. Kramer wanted me to do the role. And they never ever told me. And I found out 11 years later that he wanted me to do the role of in Cutting the Kings.
Why didn't they tell you?
I don't know. Oh. He said that I wanted more money or something. That was
no,
the story.
They wanted more money.
And when I finally got to work with Kramer, I was like, Mr. Kramer, you are like the person I've always wanted to work with. I did a medley of his songs in my first album called the Kramer Medley. And I did Macy's Honor Sokis and all those songs. And we did switching on of the lights at Adderley Street in Cape Town, which is a big event. You know how big that event is. And I was so cold with me. He was cold. And I thought, oh, what a horrible person.
Now you understand.
11 years later, I get to work with him. And he called me yellow stories. So, you know what? If you're going to do something in the dark and if you're going to do something that's, you know, against somebody, no, it's going to come out. Maybe not in 2 years, maybe not in 5 years, but maybe in 11
will
years.
It will come out.
They should have negotiated with you or had me.
They never spoke to me, guys.
Yeah, we was always fact checked. Things,
yeah.
Because there's always like an atmosphere, and then you never know why, and it's never your fault.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, Hannes.
Yeah.
As our out there, have I got the out there here? I don't think so. I wanted to ask you about the biggest penis in the world.
Oh, yes, I did a bit of
my favorite thing
research. Yeah. It's the.
But that's why I brought you suckers.
She brought us. Oh, thank you.
Because you suck, because I want to suck you.
We're talking about a guy called Roberto Esquivel Cabrera.
Ooh.
He's a Mexican guy. He's a masterpiece, hoor. 18.9 inches.
No way.
So dis 48 centimeter.
Liewe Jesus.
Dis
nie 'n voel nie, dis 'n volstruis.
Show me with your fingers. Show me with your fingers up.
Dis 'n halve meter.
What does this mean? Pap of styf?
Pap. Maar kyk, dis nie...
Pap of styf?
Maar met sulke goedes gaan dit net dalk baie groter word.
Kyk, en
hy kan nie eintlik groter word.
Hy wil nou hoor of hy die Guinness Book of Records kan kry, maar daar is nie 'n category daarvoor nie. So hy is nou vreeslik dik trou oor hierdie affære.
So the American guy is not the biggest one. It's a Mexican.
Maar dit is ook so half 'n proses. Hy het dit so half gestretch met gewigte van dat hy jonk was. And now it's not all
Luisteraars, moenie idees kry nie.
Want dis nogal van ongemaklik. Hy kan nie 'n normale sekslewe hê nie. Hy moet hom toedraai met verbande sodat hy nie chafe nie. maar nou het YouPorn, dis ek vermoed dis sekere pornografiese webtuiste, ek weet glad nie wat dit is nie, nog nooit daarvan gehoor nie.
Nooit daarvan gehoor nie.
Hulle wil nou omkry om in 'n movie te wees, maar dan maak hulle dit soos 'n fake hospital vibe, en dan kan het baie comical scene wees met 'n female doctor and two or three nurses all trying to have a go in it. He would have the time of his life. So now he's becoming quite famous because of this massive... Dongle
Mandingo.
Yeah. Wow. Maar dit is baie, dis 'n sad lewe dat jy het maak history, but you can't do anything with it.
Maar sien, daar's nou daar's dokters wat gesê het hulle kan
starting to suck on it.
Daar's dokters wat gesê het hulle kan hom help. Dis sê nee, hy like it te veel om famous te wees.
Maar but so the American 54. But there's an American guy wat die media ook baie oorskryf, and he was like in South Africa like 2 or 3 years ago. And there was like on social media people going on and say, oh, we need to go to the airport. We need to go to our time bow so we can go and see. Like, can we see it?
And like he was going to pull it out and show it to everybody.
Nee, soos net deur sy broek om te sien of ons iets kan sien, you know?
Jammel.
I was tempted.
So this is the lollipop that Bianca brought us. It's very nice.
Oh.
It's making high squeak noises. Like a little terrified gerbil.
Oh wait, you must play this. Whoa, oh wait.
What's happening?
We must play this.
Off poopies. Off poopies from J8. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Oh, I love Sandwich Baron. Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Now, we haven't got much time left, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We need another hour now.
Like when you're having so much fun.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
So this Stof Poepie is a musical, and it's I chose it because I want you to be in it, Bianca, and I want you to play the lead.
Thank you.
Which one is this?
And that's a musical called Sweet Charity. Now, that is a fantastic musical, and people will know some of the songs of this musical. Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. The minute you walked
in the joint,
I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. So wouldn't you like to know what's going on?
This was Shirley Bassey number, though.
Well, she is very much.
That's very Shirley Bassey. But the musical is absolutely beautiful, and it's perfect for Bianca. So I hope people are listening now. We want her to play this part.
Universe, take it in. Yes.
So where does Sweet Charity come from, Gavin?
Sweet Charity is a music by... Kai or Sai? How do you pronounce that? C-Y?
Sai.
Sai, come on. You come lucky so druk. Like Kai.
Oh, C-Y.
And it's based on a Frederico Fellini, yeah, whatever screenplay.
Yeah. How do you read your own handwriting?
Fellini.
Federico Fellini.
Okay. Moenie op my skree nie. And
Jacques Gavin, what else?
And the screenplay is a black and white film about the ups and downs of a sex worker.
Sorry, Bianca.
The musical,
right up my alley.
Nee, maar the musical is a little bit more clean. That is a dancer that is available for hire.
Jy weet wat hulle sê van dansers.
And the music.
Die klank is sag. Can you just see Bianca in there? And they, I see Bianca very much is in the number. There's got to be something better than this. That's the name of the song, Gavin.
Okay.
I can see her doing this. What'd you say? So there's the big spender. There's a beautiful song called The Rhythm of Life. There's some nice music in this. So,
thank you, Casper. That's a beautiful compliment. I'd love to. Maar ek wil eerst geld maak.
Yeah, but
I have to make some money now. There's gotta be something better than
this. There's gotta be something. Any last lines about it, Gavin, because our time is nearly over?
The musical was nominated for 6 Tony Awards.
Wow.
Maria and Tony.
It was a side story. That's a little Maria and Tony.
This, my job here is an education.
Kijk hoe ik op mijn gemors. Oh no, how did you do that?
It's your sour sweets that you brought into the studio.
Yes, they say apple a day. It's apple flavor. Keeps it up to it.
It's very nice.
Dit was as ek so bly Kasper het sy stokkie oopgemaak, want toe sit amper as om ons almal toestemming kry.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go for that, because we've been looking at them kind of
thing. I think what we're going to do now is we all keep the lolly in the mouth.
Uh-huh. Okay.
For the rest of the show.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I want to say thank you to Bianca for being here and good luck for tonight. Thank you for the fantastic show. You really are
thank
brilliant
you.
And I do hope people flock.
Yes.
And it was great having you here again. You're now officially a FOTS, friend of the show.
Yay! Finally! Yay.
And I will see you very, very soon again. I want you to tell good greetings and salutations to David from us.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself.
It's hard to talk with you singing, man.
No, it's nice. Bye-bye, Gavin.
Bye-bye, Cassie. It was amazing.
And Hannes, to you too.
Oh, bye-bye, donkey, Cassie.
Thank you, guys. I love you so much.
We
cheers.
Love you more.
Yeah.
Bye. Goodbye. Stay well. Bye-bye. Body garlic. Goodbye. Goodbye. Stay well. Don't seem bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.